When I was a little boy, we went to Shillong, a pretty little hill station in northeastern India, around a lovely lake with an old white bridge and orange and black fish. I would get tired walking uphill and downhill. Then my father would say, "Look, there's a bookshop," and I'd race to it, my tiredness forgotten. I still remember the books I got from there, Dumbo and Bambi. Last week, I was back in Shillong, and back to its lake, its white bridge, and to its books. The Shillong Literary Festival, held on the shores of that same lake, Ward's Lake, and we were welcomed by Conrad Sangma, the Chief Minister of the State of Meghalaya.
And of course, have this literary festival once again in our beautiful city of Shillong. This is a perfect backdrop for this kind of a festival.
It was a fairy tale backdrop indeed, trees laden with pink and white cherry blossoms, bursts of colour amidst the green, pink and white paper lanterns swaying in the breeze. As one of the MCs said,
Meghalaya had hosted the first autumn cherry blossom festival in the world in the year 2016.
This was the first Shillong Cherry Blossom Literary Festival, and my first literary meet since the pandemic began. Masked, but offline. This is Sandeep Roy in Shillong. I've been to many literary festivals, some of them in grand palaces and five-star hotels, but there was a different kind of magic at this little festival framed by flowering trees, hearing writers and singers while ducks floated by behind us. Cherry blossoms are not really indigenous to this hill station. They were planted a few decades ago, but they grow fast. Satoshi Suzuki, the ambassador of Japan, was there.
My wife and I are really happy to be surrounded by these beautiful cherry blossoms under this warm sunshine.
Chief Minister Sangma added his two cents.
Ambassador and His Excellency was mentioning about the sun and the cherry blossoms. I think he forgot to mention about the air, because I think Delhi air is not too good right now. So I think it's a great time to also enjoy the wonderful air that is there, the clean air.
In a world of LitFest via Zoom, I'd forgotten what it was like to sit in the sun and watch an author live on stage telling stories. Nearby stalls sold rice cooked with pork fat and cherry wine and sweet rice beer. Romancing couples posed for selfies under the cherry blossoms, while Shillong poets took to the stage.
May, the lines crisscrossing your hands, your face, meet and separate, mapping your journey, bound to my life.
If it arrives as a flower, tend to the soil. If it arrives as a song, tune your strings. If it arrives as a meal, lick your plate dry.
Local writer Kinfam Singh Nongkinri talked about his book Funeral Nights, a magnum opus packing in the stories of the Khasi people of the region, a people whom most Indians know only in stereotypes, said Kinfam.
Khasi males, you know, were described as parasites who don't do any work, who live off their wives' earnings.
His book is filled with all kinds of people, drunks, pranksters, and men like Liao, 4'11", known for his excessive fondness of praying before mealtime, especially when there was a big audience. Once he found he'd only been served rice and gravy with some bay leaves, while his neighbors got juicy pieces of pork. He asked God to bless the generous host, but then said,
"As you turned water into wine, I also fervently pray that you kindly turn these bay leaves on my plate into pork."
The audience laughed, and I realized it's been a long time since I felt that live connection between writer and audience. But the pandemic is not gone. It's there in our masks, the announcements about COVID protocols.
Every neighborhood, every lane should have a library, right?
As booksellers and editors talked about publishing, writer Parismita Singh said, This cherry blossom lined lake is a privilege. Many states in India's hilly northeast no longer have a place like Ward's Lake.
It's like bookshops, playgrounds, the parks, you know. All of this, I think, maybe it's a part of a particular ecology that we aspire to. And that in some places, the pandemic has sort of like put even more stress.
Already in the world outside this lake, the Omicron virus was spreading, a mutation of concern, according to the WHO. But for a moment, as the Khasi Bloods rap group lit up the stage, we could relive a life we once knew, or what a writer friend calls the before time.
Khasi Bloods in the house. Give it up for DJ Penny.
We took the before time for granted. Now we realize it was really quite fragile, like a cherry blossom. This is Sandeep Roy in Shillong for KALW.